Hey, Whisperin' Joe Gladstone here at the Tanner Bowl-O-Rama, and first up this evening is Nikki Katsopoulos. Hey, Nikki, where are you from?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, well, we'll get back to you on that one. Okay, and let her rip. Oh, gutter ball, so close yet so far away. Okay, next up is Alex. And Alex, what is your strategy today?
I don't know.
Ooh, obviously he's not going to tip his hand, folks. Okay, go for it. Oh! Boys, the object of the game is to try and knock some of the pins down. Unbelievable, the perfect game! High fives are flying, yes, high fives! High fives all around and a big hug. Come over here, you knuckleheads. All right, yeah!
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey,
where's DJ?
I think she's up doing her hair. Have a seat.
Oh, no way. Sorry, I can't wait 2 hours.
2 hours on her hair? She's not cutting corners.
Well, I'll just leave her a note.
Ew. I could hear my cereal.
Boy, the prizes aren't what they used to be.
You know what? I think we can solve this problem with a little hairspray and a hairbrush.
I hate hairspray. Makes my face all sticky.
You sit tight. I got just the thing for you.
Here, I'll give that to DJ.
Well, thanks a lot. I really gotta go. I'm in a rush. I got a Shakespeare test. Much ado about nothing.
Hey, don't take it so lightly. It's important.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Here's the test. You go, Michelle. I got just the thing for you. Check this out. I rigged up this little gizmo one day when I hairsprayed one of my eyes shut. So you just put it on like that, and bada boom, you got yourself no spray in the face.
All right, Michelle, come over here. So don't do this at the kitchen table. Okay, now up you go. Put the little gizmo in front of your face.
There you go. Make sure all the hairs. Okay, very good.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Oh, of course. I've seen your Uncle Jesse use this 1,000 times a day. All right.
This side.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Wow. My face isn't a bit sticky.
When it comes to hair, you just leave it to your Uncle Jay.
Thanks, Uncle Jesse. I'll bet I'll have the hardest hair in class.
Mm-hmm. Give me a kiss. Oh, honey, your hair is so nice and hard. Have a good day. Jess, let me see that thing.
This is a very ingenious little gadget.
You know, I bet you we could sell these.
You know, there's a lot of people out there making a fortune selling stuff just like this.
Come on, guys. I just hooked a handle onto an old visor from a motorcycle helmet. We can't make any money on that.
Yeah, let me tell you about some devices that people said they couldn't make any money on, okay? The pocket fisherman, the jerky maker, the gas-powered toothbrush. People will buy anything.
Hey, that gas-powered toothbrush got great mileage. Okay, it was a little hard to start on a cold morning.
You really think we can make money on something like this?
We're talking about millions.
Hey, multi-millions.
So are we in business?
What the heck? I'm in.
All right. Okay. Yes, okay.
Oh, brother man.
Hey, Deej, Steve is just here. He left you a note.
Oh, I love when he writes me little private notes. So romantic.
Not this one. He's cutting your date short tonight. He has to study.
You read my note?
Hey, is it my fault that when you hold it up to the light, you can see everything? Sugar lips?
Little Snoop, you're toast.
Love to stay and chat, but gotta live.
Steve?
Edie.
I've got a surprise for you tonight.
Oh, hey, cool. I love surprises.
I checked out a cookbook. Dinner for two.
All right, so what's on the menu tonight?
How does pasta romantico sound?
Anything's better than root beer and string cheese.
Steve, you are adorable.
Oh, well, thank you. So,
about six?
Sayonara, bug breath.
See you, Kimmy.
What? You're not gonna insult me back? Are you mad at me?
Oh, sorry, something face.
Are you okay?
No, I have a little problem.
Well, DJ's upstairs. She might care.
I can't tell DJ.
Really? Is it about her?
Well...
It is, isn't it? And it's hot. I can feel it. When it comes to dirt, I've got ESPN.
Okay. I saw Steve at the library with another girl.
So? There are lots of girls at the library. Well, not that I've ever been there, but I hear that it's co-ed.
She said she was gonna cook him dinner.
Maybe they're studying together.
Pasta romantico?
Maybe they're studying German.
Kimmy, stay with me. She kissed him. I don't know what to do. If I tell DJ, it's gonna break her heart.
Okay, before you lay this one on DJ, you better find out if Steve really is a cheating dog.
Will you help me?
Sure, but on one condition. After, can we go back to hating each other? Because I'd miss that.
Of course.
I think it's good. That's good. All right, guess what, Beck? We did it.
Did what?
Well, we all chipped in, and we bought some time on the station's home shopping show.
There's an open spot. The underpants elasticizer guy went broke.
Going on the air live. In a few hours, we're going to be introducing the world to the Spray Guard 2001.
Mo, Larry, Curly, you guys have lost it. You can't go on tonight.
Beck, we have to. If we don't do it now, someone's going to be selling this thing tomorrow.
Jess, you only have one of those Spray Guard 2000s.
And one.
Hey, we'll just glue up a couple dozen of those puppies for the display and slap together the other million when the orders start coming in.
Slap and glue. That sounds like quality control to me.
Come on, hurry up.
Relax. Steve and DJ will be back from the movie for a couple of hours.
Yes.
Okay, Columbo. We gotta find something incriminating. A love letter, a photo, something that says he's got a little sweepy stashed on the side.
Whoa! I'd say this screams sweet pea.
I don't know. Steve could lie and say it's his. Or maybe it is his.
Quick hide!
Hello? Oh, hi, Shelley. I'm good, but I'm kind of crazed. There's so much to do before the wedding. I can't wait till we're married. I've got to go, but I'll call you tomorrow, okay? Bye.
I don't believe it. Steve's living a double life.
Like on Oprah. People married to two people at the same time. Oh my God, Steve's a botanist.
Well, now we know Steve's a two-timer. Let's get out of here.
Good idea.
Too bummed the movie was sold out.
Hey, Deej, who cares about the movie?
We gotta tell her. Why? She'll figure it out when she sees Towel Girl.
You're right. We'll sneak out during the cat fight.
Hey, look, Deej, I'm sorry we have to make this such an early night, but, you know, I gotta study.
It's okay. I understand.
Ow! I got a cramp in my foot.
You're the best. You'll always be the only one for me.
Well, you will be the only one for me.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll always be the onliest one for me.
Steve?
Edie, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to visit your fiancé.
Yeah, I'm heading over there right now.
Are you enjoying your visit?
Steve's the greatest host. He's always been my favorite cousin.
Cousin? Cousins? Steve's marrying his cousin?
All right, cool.
Have fun.
Take
See you
care.
Soon. Goodbye, you guys.
Bye.
Ow. Ugh, these boots are killing me. Oh.
Ew.
Steve, what's that smell?
God, I have no idea. Well, my goldfish died last week, but we flushed him.
Oh. Steve.
What are you doing here?
Doing here?
Well, it's kind of a long story, and I don't really want to bore you with the details.
Right. No harm, no foul. Glad I could be of help, Steph.
Thank you, Kitty. Hold it. You guys aren't going anywhere. I want to know what you're doing here.
Well, I kind of got the wrong idea when I saw Steve and Edie at the library.
Wait, you think I could cheat on DJ?
I can't believe you violated our privacy. You know, you're lucky Steve doesn't call the cops.
Now, hey, Deej, I mean, don't overreact here. I mean, it's not like they stole anything.
All right, one bag of M&Ms. But I was gonna pay you back. It was all Nancy Drew's idea. She begged me.
It was your idea?
I'll be waiting in the car, Steph. Take your time.
Steph, I can't take this snooping thing anymore. You read my diary, you listen to my phone calls, and now you break into Steve's apartment? How much did you hear?
Not much, really. Hardly anything. Just that you're the only one for him, and he's the onlyest one for you. Or maybe you're the onlyest one.
Will you stop it? This is the lowest thing you've ever done.
I was just trying to help.
What, you want to help? Then get out of my life.
Hey, what are you doing? Why are you painting those pink? I hate pink.
Because, Jess, believe it or not, women use hairspray too. And check this out. I glued some foam lining around the edge of the shield for extra comfort.
Very good thinking. Now we can charge extra money. All right, come on. We're on the air live in 2 minutes. We ready?
I'm there.
All right.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, boys. Hi, guys. You guys ready to sit down and watch your old man get rich on the Spray Guard 2000 and...
And one.
Right. Oh, Beck, I have a very special job for you. Yeah, I'll show you. Here it is, right here. Come over here. Check this out, guys. You're going to love this. It's a special sound effects machine I borrowed from the radio station. Watch all the little things it does. Like if you want applause, you do this fader. See, you want laughter, you go here.
I don't know, Jess. I'm not familiar with this.
Don't worry about it. Check this out. I made labels for you. Here, watch. Here, stand up, son. See, let's see. Four was laughter. Applause was two.
Okay, folks, we have a show to do, and we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank you, Jimmy. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Incredibly Fantastic Discoveries, everybody!
Okay. I am Danny Tanner, host of Wake Up San Francisco, and I am very, very proud to introduce to you a revolutionary new product, the Spray Guard 2001. But first, let us meet the very, very gifted inventor and creator of the Spray Guard 2001. He is a local radio personality and owner of the Smash Club. He's half genius, half visionary, half Greek. I give you Jesse Gonsalves.
All right, very good. Thank you. I'm touched. Thank you. Really, sit down, people. Really.
Please, tell us all about the Spray Guard 2001.
I'd love to, Danny. Hey, no more embarrassing sticky foreheads, right? Right here with the new Spray Guard 2001.
All I can say is amen to that.
Hallelujah and have some mercy.
Thank you, Jesse. Now, if you would, please tell us how the Spray Guard 2001 came about.
I'd love to, Danny. And to help me out is my niece.
And my daughter.
Michelle Tanner. Okay, thank you. Michelle, tell the people out there the funny thing that happened to you this morning.
Out where?
Out there in TV land, you know, for the millions of people.
Millions, that's a lot, right?
Yeah, and they're all out there and they want to hear the funny thing that happened to you this morning. Shoot.
I forgot.
No, you know what it is. Her mind is still reeling in amazement after having witnessed in action the Spray Guard 2000.
And one. I got that right.
Yes, you did. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Okay.
Good to see you. Good.
Thank you, Michelle.
Coming from.
Run along, child. Okay, and now to help explain how the Spray Guard 2001 works, I'd like to bring out our head of research and development. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big hand for Dr. Joseph Gladstone.
Thank you, Jesse. Danny. After years of painstaking research and development, we've proven that the Spray Guard 2001 protects the frontal cranial region from the damaging effects of airborne hair care products.
Doctor, could you please explain that in layman's terms?
Well, Danny, in layman's terms, it keeps gunk out of your face. See? Take a look at this. Nothing gets through.
Now, doctor, if you will hand over the Spray Guard 2001, I will show the people how easy it is to use in their very own homes. Doctor?
Certainly, Jesse.
Doc, the Spray Guard. Give me the thing, man.
Ow, it's glued to my head. It's stuck. Somebody help me.
Becky.
You're needed in the laboratory, doctor. Labels. Thank you.
And now, doctor, if you'll give me the hairspray, I will demonstrate the proper use of the Spray Guard 2001.
Just a sec, boss. It's getting a little foggy in here.
Joey, give me the hairspray, man. We're on TV. Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I give you with no further delay the Spray Guard 2001.
Uh-oh, here's the hairspray. That must have given Jesse the...
You see how easy it works.
Jess!
What is it?
You missed a spot.
Oh, thank you. There we go. See that? Isn't that amazing? No sticky face. Everybody!
That means we have a caller, evidently from Scotland. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I think you guys have one heck of a product.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. So do we.
Yeah, in fact, I thought so 2 years ago when I invented it. If you try to sell even one hairspray shield, I'll sue you for every penny you're worth.
You will?
Yeah. And by the way, your hair is pink.
You mean my hair is pink?
What happened?
Joey.
The spray guard 2001 is not just for hairspray. You can use it as a sneeze guard.
That's cute. Serpentine jets, it'll come out.
You can, wait a minute. The out. A granola is good.
Deej, can I talk to you? I made you some popcorn. Come on. Smell all the buttery goodness. Deej, come on, talk to me. Deej, look, it's a perfect bowl. Almost every kernel popped. You're ignoring me, right?
Right.
Hey, you talk to me. We're making progress here.
You know, there are plenty of other people living in this house. Try torturing them for a change.
I wasn't trying to torture you. It was just an unfortunate side effect.
Steph, you can't joke your way out of this.
I was just trying to protect you.
Well, you don't need to protect me.
But you're my sister.
You're a pain in the neck. I'm sick of it.
Okay, fine. Maybe this time I messed up, but someday you'll need me. But I won't be there because you want me out of your life forever. Steph! I was hoping you'd miss me.
Steph, I don't want you out of my life.
You don't?
No. I want you out of my private life. My diaries, my phone calls, Steve's apartment.
All the good stuff, huh?
Now, Steph, if you thought that Steve was seeing somebody else, why didn't you just tell me?
Well, I didn't want to put you through all that pain unless I was sure. Something hurts you, hurts me too.
I guess you are in a pretty tough spot.
Yeah. Do you forgive me?
Yes, come here, you knucklehead.
Deej, I'm really sorry. I just didn't know what to do.
Well, Steph, if you ever have a problem, just come and talk to me, or Steve, or Dad. Or Comet, anybody but Kimmy.
Yeah, I'll try to remember that next time. And from now on, I promise, no more snooping.
Oh, hi.
Michelle, how dare you listen in on our private conversation? Where does she learn this stuff?